Yud Tesma Feshvan, Wednesday the 16th of November, Rabbi Achil Levenberg, the mission of Eliezer.
Let's just look at the various psukim and learn the parasha in a halachic perspective of what really happened and why. And the pasuk says, "Vatokam Rivka v'narisel, v'tekavna l'gmalim, v'telachna achrei ha'ish." Rivka, after was agreed that they would marry, Rivka with her maid, they went and they rode on the camels. V'telachna achrei ha'ish, they didn't know where to go, so they followed the man. Followed Eliezer. Vayikach ha'eved des Rivka vayelech. They went. Vayitzchok bo miboy ve'er lachai ro'im. V'hu yoshev be'eretz ha'negev. And it so happened, Vayitzchok avinu came. Vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basoda. So Rashi says, Noshin Tfila, Nesuach, Tumay Yishpay Sichay, then to Dama. And we all know the Gemara says that that was the time that Yitzchak went out to Dava Mincha, and Yitzchak Tikkun Tfilas Mincha. He was the one that established Tfilas Mincha. So as he went out to Dava Mincha, Vayisa Eina Vayar, Vihine Gemalim Boy, Yitzchak all of a sudden sees camels. Vatisa Rivka Seinel Vateres Yitzchak. So Yitzchak saw the camels coming, and Rivka saw Yitzchak. Vatipol Ma'ala Gomel. And there's Machlokes Rishonim, did she actually fall off the camel? Did she slide off the camel? Did she almost slide off the camel? Did she bend down? So it looked like she was falling off the camel. Whatever. But Vatipol Ma'ala Gomel. Rashi learns that she didn't actually go to the floor. Whatever. Vatoymer La'evet. So Rivka said to Eliezer, "Mi ha'ish halazeh ha'olich basada? Who's this gentleman who's walking here in the field?" Lekrasenu.
Did she get off first? Did she get off first or ask first?
The pasuk says that she slid on the gomel, whatever that means, and then she asked Eved, "Who is this man?" That's what the pasuk says, right? Now. She asked, "Who is this gentleman?" Ha'olech basoda, the Kosenu, that's coming towards us. Vayoma ha'eved, who art thou? She must have seen something. She didn't stop asking everyone who passed by, "Who's this? Who's that?" She was startled. She saw something there which caught her attention, and she wondered, "Who is this man?" So, the Eved says, "Hu Adoni, this is my master." That means this is the man that she was going to marry or has married. We'll discuss that soon. Yitzchak's the man. This gentleman who we see here is the one we were talking about before. And this is the one that you've either agreed to marry or has married. When that happened, Vatikach Hatzoif Vatiskos. And she took her shawl and Vatiskos, and she covered herself. The point of discussion of today's shiur will be this Vatikach Hatzoif Vatiskos. What exactly happened? Why did she cover herself? What caused her to do it? And what did she try to achieve with it? the we have a situation here where she sees Yitzchok and her reaction is she covers herself. Before we can go into it, let's look at the halachic parameters. What was the purpose of Eliezer's mission? There's four ways of looking at it. First of all, you can say that he was a shliach for Kedushin. Now let me explain. In Jewish law, Kedushin is divided in two parts. There's the Kedushin, there's the acquiring act, the Erusin, what we call, and then there's the finalization of the marriage between man and wife, which is Nisui, the actual marriage. And there's two different parts. There's the acquiring her, the Kinyan, the Kedushin, and there's the Nisuin, the marriage, which is the man and wife. And they're done differently. The Kedushin, which is the acquiring, is done with the Kinyan, and the Nisuin is marriage and wife, is through Yichud or whatever. One way of looking at it, what was Eliezer appointed to do? We could learn that he was appointed to get a wife for Yitzchak. So he was made as a shliach kedushin, using the Gemara's terminology. Or maybe he was even a shliach nesuin to actually marry her. Or then maybe he was a shliach for both, to be both a shliach for kedushin and nesuin. And the fourth possibility is he was neither, nothing. He was there to bring a wife, and Yitzchak will do the job. Go bring the, find him a shidduch, bring him home. And when she will come home, Yitzchak will marry her. And that is the four possibilities. Either a shliach kedushin, shliach nesuin, both a shliach kedushin and nesuin, or nothing. A messenger to bring a woman home for Yitzchak to marry. There's actually a Mefurash Tosfos that discusses it. And the Tosfos is in Kedushin Bat Zayin, which, when we do it, when we come across this Gemara, Subas Bat Zayin, and Yeshiva, we're always busy with other things, we don't really notice the Tosfos. So let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara there discusses Birchas Erusin. The sugya of Birchas Erusin, Dav Zayin, Amud Beis, and Ksuvos. And the Gemara says there that that you have to make a Birchas Brocha. And the Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk. And the Gemara says, where do we know that you have to make Birchas Chasanim? So the Gemara says, "Shenema vayikach Boaz asora anoshim." When Boaz married Ruth, he took 10 people. What did he need a minion there for? What were the 10 people doing there? So the Gemara says, "Oh, to make a bracha, to make the bracha, berchas chasanim." And therefore, the Gemara says that's how we know berchas chasanim from Boaz. Fractus says, the Maisikro, the Vayavorhu is Rivka. So Texas has a problem. The Gemara is learning out Berchus, the Berchus Chasanim from Boaz. No, Masechta Kalad says we learn it out from our parasha, Vayavorhu is Rivka. So Texas answers, Ikalameima, we can say, the Hosom Berchus Erisim. V'hocha birchas nesuin. So from Rivka we learn out birchas erusin, and from Boaz we learn out birchas nesuin. if that's the case, Yesh Lilmud Misham, Sheyesh Lvorech Berchus Eris and the Isha Miskadeshes, Al Yedei Shliach. Shemeliya Teliezer, Shliach Hayah. So Tosfos says, if you follow this line, so then the Eris and the Berchus Eris and we learn up from Rivka, and the Berchus Eris and we learn up from Boaz. If that's the case, here the chosim wasn't actually there, so they made birchas erusin because of the shliach. So the answer had to make birchas erusin. Therefore, vayivorchu srifka. Therefore, that the gather a minion, and therefore we learn out that birchas erusin applies even through a shliach. That's the beginning of Tosfos. And Tosfos says, no, maybe not so. I'm not so sure, Tosfos says. V'nira, desmachta ba'almehi. This is what it says in the Sechta Kala, that we learn it up from Vayivorchu with Rivka. It's not really a proper drasha, it's a smachta. The asore loy mishtame mahosam, it says Vayivorchu with Rivka. Where does it tell us there was a minion there? It doesn't say anything about a minion. V'le'ayri pashta the kroba birchas erisim. And if you look carefully at the pasuk v'yivorchu srifka, it seems to be that the pasuk follows on, Alti the alfa revolver, they gave her a blessing. It's got nothing to do with birchas erisim. So neither the minion says there, nor that it was actually birchas erisim. So therefore, really, the pasuk of v'yivorchu srifka is not really talking about that. So it's only in a smachta. So according to that, according to Tosfos, they really, there's no real proof from Rivka, therefore the Masechta Kala was just a smachta. Really, we learn it up from Boaz, and there it says a minion, and that's it. According to the beginning of Tosfos, it's clear that if they made Berchus Erisin, he made Erisin. Means Eliezer actually was a shliach for Erisin, and he made the devotion for Yitzchak Avinu with Rivka. Clear from the beginning of Tosfos. Then Tosfos wavers. Tosfos not sure about it, because the pasuk isn't that revealing and that clear. And therefore, Tosfos says perhaps it's only in a smachta, then we have no proof exactly what the mission of Eliezer was. Was he actually there to make erison? But from the beginning of Tosfos, it would have been clear, and according to the Masechta Kala, it was clear that he was there, he made erison, and they actually made Berchus Erisin. That's the first proof we have. Not everyone agrees with this. But if you look in the Balei Tosfos, the Haggadah in the Balei Tosfos here on the Pasuk, and the Pasuk Vayikach Asora Gemalim took 10 camels. So the Balei Tosfos, what do you need 10 camels for? So he says, Shelokach Asora Anoshim Miyalde Avrom Levorev Birchus Erisin. That the reason why Eliezer, he knew he was going along to make Erisin, and therefore he took along 10 people to have a minion to be able to make Berchus Erisin. He came all prepared and all ready. So we see that the Havamina at the beginning of Tosfos and the Hagaskenim and the Balei Tosfos actually learns like that. They actually, the Eliezer made Erisin, made Berchus Erisin, and that was the reason. And that's what Eliezer was appointed to do. Let's move on. Not everyone agrees with this, as I said. Because Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Tezayin, it says, Eliezer was a shliach nesui. And Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is clear, and he learns it from the Pasuk Vayivorchu Srifka, and that means Birchas nesui. Exactly the opposite of what Tosfos was saying. So he was a shliach for to make the nesuin, and that's what he did, and he therefore made the brachas of Birchus Nesuin. In the Chizkuni, also one of the Rishonim says and the other was a shliach for both. He was there to make both the kedushin and the besor. As the pasuk says, "Va'yikach ha'eved asor et bali," so the skuni says, "La'harkiv aleim asor ha'anoshim v'vorech birchas erusin unesurim." So therefore, Eliezer came prepared, 10 camels, 10 people, in order, because he wanted to make both the birchas erusin and nesuin. So we see that he achieved both things. He actually made the erusin and he actually made the nesuin. So far we have 3 shittas. There's a 4th shitta, and that's the Moshe Skena Malata. It's also one of the Balitas. And he says like this: Eliezer was not a shliach neither for Kedushin nor for Nesuin. He was there to bring Rivka home, the Yitzchak, to make the marriage. And he proves it. If you will say that he was just either a shliach for Kedushin or Nesuin, well, how was Yitzchak allowed to do it? You're not allowed to marry a woman until you see her. The Gemara says, "Shema yimtzei b'gav v'neguna." Gemara Kedushin daf mem aleph. That if someone knows a woman and sends a shliach, that's fine. But if someone sends out a shliach and says, "Find me a woman and you make the marriage for me," so therefore he ends up marrying a woman without seeing her. And then, when he comes to meet her, he might not like her, he might not want her. And the Gemara says, "Shemi yimtza ba'dovah megona," and if he'll start fights, he'll be married to a woman who he's never seen before. So therefore, what right did Yitzchak have to appoint a shliach to therefore make a marriage to a woman who was never seen? So therefore must be that Yitzchak didn't appoint him to make the marriage, he appointed her to bring her home, and then Yitzchak, if he wants her, will marry. That's the first riot, Tosfos. And the second thing Tosfos says is that mitzvah boy yosem b'shulchan. If we all know that shekichonu mitzvah v'tzivonu al arayos, we say a brachas erusin. It's nesuin. It's a mitzvah, and the rule is by all mitzvahs, a mitzvah should be done by ourselves. A mitzvah should we rather do the mitzvah. So Rashi says the person's involved, is physically involved, he's doing the mitzvah, rather than just get someone else to do it for you. Right? You can be yotzer, you can get it done for yourself, but it should be done by chatchila yourself. So here Yitzchak, why should he have made a mashliach to do the kedushin? He can do it himself. So, because of these 2 reasons, the Hadaskein of Mabali Taisus decides, comes to the conclusion that Eliezer neither made the marriage, and they didn't do neither the erusin nor the suin, just brought Yitzchak, the Rivka to Yitzchak, so Yitzchak to marry. The 2 riyas that he brings are not so strong. Firstly, this halacha of Shema Tizkana love is because maybe he will reject her, maybe he won't like her. What if someone made up his mind, they'll take anyone? It doesn't really matter. He won't reject anyone. Then the Rebbe Yehuda says he can make a shliach to marry himself, to get him to marry someone, because there's no problem. The Gemara says Shema Tizkana. If there is no chash of Shema Tizkana, you're allowed to. And this halacha mitzvah by Yosef b'shluchai is only if you can do it yourself. I have a choice if I can do the mitzvah or get someone else to do it for me. L'chatchila, do it yourself. Don't opt out. But Rashi says in Kedushin, but if you can't do it yourself, then there's nothing wrong with getting a shliach to do it. And the Chizkuni says here, like by Yitzchak, v'yoyo yochel l'kat she'ba'atzma, Yitzchak wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and since he wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, and perhaps they wouldn't let her go without being married straight away, so therefore the Chizkuni says that Yitzchak couldn't do it himself, so then you can have a shliach. So it's not so, the riyas are not so strong, but he says clearly that he did not. In summation, we have four shittas. Either he was a shliach kedusha, or he was a shliach, according to Pirkei Avos, he was a shliach nisuin, or according to Chizkuni, he was both a shliach kedusha and nisuin, or according to the Moish of Skelin, the Balei Tais says he was neither. If that's the case, the psukim seem to be following the last shittah. The Das Kenan Balei Tais. The Das Kenan Balei Tais says that there was no marriage. The psukim say, Vayuviel Yitzchak Ha'oyela. Rivka finally arrived, and Yitzchak took him into her tent. Vayikach es Rivka Vatihilay Leisha. It says, Vayiviel Yitzchak Ha'oyela. Yitzchak brought her in. Then the pasuk says again, Vayikach es Rivka. He took Rivka Vatihilay Leisha, but she's already brought into the oil. So what do you mean he took Rivka? It seems to point, he took her. Lashon Kedushin. Vayikach, kicha, kicha, mistayef. So, Vayikach, Yitzchak, Ayala, and then Vayikach, as Rivka, he married her. Because it's him, according to the understanding. He wasn't married before. They only brought Rivka to him. So, the actual marriage took place by Yitzchak himself after he was brought to Yitzchak. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. And that follows the Hadas game.
What was the Sinus Matunas that she gave him in the beginning?
Oh, that's Sablonus. That's what it says.
The
Rishayim said.
Why did you cover it?
What? Oh, we're coming to it. Mm-hmm. After. We have enough time to cover. Now, so far, we've got just what did. Now, was she. It makes a big difference. Was she married? And as the Haskell was saying, if she was married before, she should have been covered before. Right? What happened here? What changed? What caused that she suddenly, when she saw Yitzchak, she covered her hair? Why? If she was married, she should have been covered before. Going to have this game, she wasn't married yet, so what's she doing? We haven't got time to go through all the Avona, maybe we'll have the same another Shia, Billy Neighbor, but let me just tell you like this. The Machlokes, the Gemara says that Kala Yotzanim Nuna Varesha Pula. A Kala doesn't have to cover her head. Gemara in Kedushin, she's a Psula, doesn't cover her head. I know that the Machlokes Rishonim, and the Machlokes Aposkin, if when does the chiyuv to cover the hair start? Some Rishonim learn every nesua has to cover, any woman who's married has to cover hair. Other Rishonim say no, every be'ula has to cover hair. Doesn't matter if she's married, she's not married, and even a married woman who's not a be'ula does not need to cover hair. If you look in the Behetev in Shulchan Aruch, he brings the Machlokes between in Simuch Chafalev, and he brings the Machlokes if Kol Shalai Nivela is Eina Tzricha, that's the Shit of the Shvus Yankev, and if she's married, Velay Nivela. She doesn't have to cover it till the next morning. But then he brings that the Chiyataz is Chaylik. He says, no, if she's married, she's Mechayif to cover her hair. It doesn't matter if Nivela or not Nivela. And Mishnah Berurah brings this in Siman Ayin Hey. It's not so clear how we pass him. And that's the various menhagim that there is. Some women cover their hair to the chuppah because as soon after the chuppah she'll be in the tzua, so she needs a hair covered. Others hold no, she's not nifalo, so she doesn't need to cover her hair till the next morning. So what's the problem? So she doesn't have to cover it. And that's the difference menhagim, different families, different shittas, if you cover your hair by the chuppah or you cover the next one. Here, either she was married before, to Yitzchak, it depends if he has a made kedusha, made nisuin, or if Yitzchak only did it later. Why all of a sudden then did she come? If we look in the Sipurno, the Sipurno has a few words, just a few words, and it says like this, I've got it in front of me. Vatiskas ki yareya mihabit al derech vayaster Moshe ponov. The Sipurno learns, and if you look at how the Rishonim explain, it wasn't by chance. Yitzchak and Rivka's relationship were different than the other others. She first sighted Yitzchak as he came to daven. And Yitzchak's davening, the founder of Tfilas Mincha, the tefillah that Yitzchak did, Basodeh, that the Pasuk says, L'suach Basodeh, he spoke to Rabbeinu Shalom as someone speaks to a friend. And he davened. And that's the first time she saw him. Says the Sipurno, she was scared to look at him. And therefore, Yereya Mehabit, just like when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Mezgala, Klal Yisrael couldn't look at him. And therefore, Vayasta Moshe Ponov, he had to cover himself. Here too, says the Sipurno, Rivka couldn't look at him. And therefore, Vayipo Mala Gomol, she was slid down, and she covered herself. So it had nothing to do with the halachas of coming there. It was the era of a person, of Yitzchak's davening, which caused her to cover up. That is the way. Well, can we finish it? Yeah. What? This one's open.
Yeah.
What?
No, she hadn't seen him. So when
she did see him.
She agreed to marry him, and then she covered her hair.
What?
No, she saw him.
She saw him.
To marry him, because she hadn't seen him. So you're asking. We're talking about
the
Sewing position, she hadn't seen him either.
So therefore what?
When she sees him, then she says, yeah. And she
comes. No, she was either married to him already.
Oh.
According to one shifter, she was married to him already.
Yeah.
We'll speak later. Now, let's just finish this off. According to the Sipurno, the covering had to do with the same as Moshe Rabbeinu covering. It was too much kedusha for her to all of a sudden. I'd just like to finish off with a different pshat, and that pshat is from the Radak of Paulo Posseb. And this Radak is important, and it's Nagei Lalach. The Radak says, "Vatipo malagomol," that soon as she saw him. And Eliezer told her, Yitzchak, Heshmita Atzma Malagamo, the Nofla Lord. He says different than Rashi. She actually slid totally off the camel and reached the ground. The Locha Tse'ifa, the Kisseso Boy Poneha. She took a scarf and she covered her face. And then, the Achakach Rochba, and then she rode off. She covered her face. She traveled. She went on the camel. She anyway. She went back on the camel. Whatever. Huh? And the notes here it says Chazra Lirka. They're not sure exactly what he means with this rock. Anyways, but one thing is clear. He learns that when she covered her head. Batiskas, she took her tzayif is a shawl, and she covered her face. Says the Radak, ubesipa hazeh loma derecheretz. From this story, we learn derecheretz utzniyas. Sheroi leisha lovoish mearusa, which leitira loy achatinasala. So it's clear from the Radak that he holds like the beginning of Tosfos. Like the Masechta Kala, that Eliezer made Erison. And she was in a state between Erison and Nisuin. And because she was between Erison and Nisuin, don't get too familiar. Therefore, the Torah tells us, there are Herods and Smeas, that between Erison and the Sua, don't show yourself to the Chos. This is actually brought in Aloha by the Ramah. Because the Ramah in Darka Maisha, in Simen Nunhei in Ebenezer, says like this, and I've got it in front of me. The Ramah in Darka Maisha says that he brings a Raviyah, the Oros Farusosai Asurim Lodo B'yach Pen Yisyach. Not allowed to be together, we all know. Chas and Kala doesn't stay in the same house. And then he says, like this, the Kosav Ba'aguda, B'Shem Agdaidim, Ba'aguda is one of the Rishayim, in Sechtik Sobish, he brings it. Ba'afilu Shaduchim Levad Ba'layeris. What if they're just engaged? Not really married. Ein Toiv Sheyu B'yachad Ba'bayis. They shouldn't be together in one house. The loy mishum isa, I mean, there's no here for sikha, there's other people living in the house. So why can't they stay in the same house? Elashim yakutsu ze bezeh, v'chein isa b'nekesh. So the Ramah tells us a very important fact of life. It's an artificial state. On one hand they're engaged, on one hand they can't be intimate, they can't touch. So, and on one hand, it's a very strange relationship. It doesn't help. And therefore, if they're together, they might fall out. Yakutsu zebeze. Can't they won't be able to take it. And therefore, the Ramah advises us, stay away. And this is what the Radak is telling us. The Torah told us this. Rivka covered herself. He learns that she was only in Arusa and not in Nesua. It's an artificial state. We have to wait for the marriage, till the marriage. Derech Hatzniyas for their heretz to come.